Well, this month, in honor of the International AIDS Conference, we're looking at the state of AIDS in America and throughout the world. And today we talk with Reverend Tony Lee. He's the founding pastor of the Community of Hope Church in the Washington, D.C. metro area. The Community of Hope congregants are predominantly Black. And as we've talked about before on this show, almost half of all Americans living with HIV are African American at this point. So in order to combat those statistics and the stigma around AIDS and testing especially, Reverend Lee does something unusual. And Reverend Lee joins us from our partner, the BBC in Washington, D.C. What is it, Reverend Lee, that you do four times a year?
Well, Celeste, four times a year at Community of Hope, I get tested, and we have testing during worship service, so I get tested in front of the congregation, on the pulpit, and then we open up for all the congregants and leaders to be able to get tested.
Do they take you up on that?
Oh, my goodness, we average about 150 to get tested each time.
So 150 people four times a year are getting tested for HIV in your church?
In my church, and that's just in our quarterly testing. We also do testing and are involved in kind of community outreaches in which we may do testing in some of our community events as well. But at least four times a year at our church on Sundays, at least 150 for the last 5 years have been getting tested.
I can't even imagine what the response was when you first tried this. How did you come to this from the Bible? If you're giving sermons on righteousness or the Ten Commandments or anything, then how do you make the leap into HIV testing?
Well, what we do is that we talk about the standard that we have for sexual activity is abstinence. And so we lift up the standard, but also we have to deal with the fact that within our congregation, within our region, the HIV and AIDS numbers are so high that we can't act like no one there is infected or affected. But any given Sunday, we have someone there who is infected or affected by this disease.
But your outreach group also distributes condoms, correct?
Yes, we do.
And how does that go along with preaching about abstinence?
Well, the whole piece is this. So we preach about abstinence. Abstinence is the standard. But there are people who will live outside of the standard. And what we share with them is that we want them, if they're not going to live up to the standard, we at least want them to be safe and we at least want them to be healthy. And so there's no need for me to act. It's the same way in which I preach against gossip, but that doesn't mean no one in my church gossips. But we do set the standard and we talk about the standard, but we also lift up the need to be safe and the need to be healthy. I'm going to need to take care of yourself.
What was the response when you first suggested this or when it first happened at your church? I mean, you must have had some pushback.
Well, no, at our church, we really didn't have much pushback at all because it was just a real issue in our community. Actually, it was the opposite. Actually, what we found was that people were extremely appreciative of a church that would actually care about their whole life and about their health as well as their spirituality. What we found is that there were people who had been scared to get tested who actually found this to be a safe space to get tested and were able to find out what their status was. And we talk about the ability to know where you stand, but also who you stand on.
So, I mean, to a certain extent, you are quite literally preaching to the choir. How does that help the larger community around Washington, D.C. in the metro to kind of erase the stigma, to get people who don't go to your church to get tested?
Well, it was a couple of pieces. One, I wouldn't say we're preaching to the choir. Most of 60% of our members are people who have just joined church and haven't been in church before in their life. And so our congregation is not a typical kind of churchy congregation. But the second thing is our congregation is part of the community. And so we do it there, but we also have club outreach. We also go to area nightclubs and talk about these issues. We also have a partnership in area about 15 area beauty shops and barbershops in which we have HIV and AIDS prevention materials there and educational materials in there. And so I also have a radio show on an FM channel here, WPGC, and we also talk about it there as well.
You know, let me ask you, Reverend Lee, do you think there is more of a stigma about going to get tested among the African-American community than the wider community?
I don't know if there's more of a stigma, but I know that in whatever community, especially in the faith community, there's a stigma. And so I don't know if it's necessarily an African-American thing, but in the faith community in general, there's a stigma because if you're at church, and you know, for you to go get tested is signifying that you might be doing something that's against actually what you're saying you believe. And what we've done is that we've shaped a situation in which our leaders, and we ask people who are abstinent to still go get tested so it can shape an atmosphere for those who may have behaved in some risky behavior or outside of the standard to be able to feel comfortable to go and get tested.
Do you think that the stigma among anybody comes from the idea that this is their personal private life and that that's something they don't want to talk about with other people? Or is this coming from a place of fear?
And I think it largely comes from a place of fear. It comes also from a place of ignorance or not being educated about the disease. And so some people still feel that HIV is a death sentence. Some people still feel that they don't want people around them to have a sense of knowing. And so the stigma of what it means if you do test positive or are infected. And some people just don't know what it is to take the test. And so they have misconceptions about even how easy it is to be tested. And so what we do is we educate along all of those areas and along all of those lines to be able to help take away the stigma and be able to create a healthy environment for people to get tested and also a healthy environment for them to get plugged into services if they test positive.
And has someone in your congregation tested positive?
Oh, yes, we've had people to test positive throughout the years. Now, we don't get people's exact test results. We partner with a group called the Community Empowerment Group. Before that, I partnered with a group called Family Medical Counseling. And these are some full-service, nonprofits that have wraparound services. And so if someone tests positive, they're dealt with and plugged into services by those organizations. But the church is listed and lifted up by those organizations for that person as a resource. And so many times people come and ask to talk to a minister, et cetera, and we then help support them on our side.
Well, Reverend, we got a minute left. If you now have the ear of many more people than come to your church, what's your final thought for them?
My final thought is that God loves you. Love yourself enough to protect yourself. Love yourself enough to take care of yourself. That abstinence is the standard. Abstinence is the best way. But if you're not, to take care of yourself and be safe, and don't be afraid of testing.
Reverend Tony Lee, founding pastor of Community of Hope Church, located in the D.C. metro area. When are you due for your next test?
In September.
In September, he and many other people in his congregation will be tested in the church in front of the entire congregation. Thank you so much, Reverend.
God bless you. Have a blessed day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.